welcome to another episode of the West Life Podcast. As always, we are sponsored by West Ashfield Leagues, the best place to watch the game live and loud this Sunday when we take on the Newcastle Knights. And this episode, of course, is previewing that game. We also have, of course, always MG Pump Solutions supporting us, and we have Big Shane with us, joining us for his first preview of the season, I believe. But, yep, we've got the trio back today. And as always, give us a follow on the socials at Westlife Pod on Instagram and Twitter. Support and take part in the show, patreon.com/Westlife. And check out the YouTube, Westlife YouTube channel, and give us a subscribe. So, Shane, thanks heaps, man. It's even though we lost last weekend, I think the boys, they're putting in an effort that's getting you a bit more excited about the team moving forward.
Yeah, well, they actually gave it a red hot crack. It's new halves combos, new centre pairings. There's a whole bunch of new stuff going on, and look, it's going to take a bit of time to gel, but from what I've seen already, we're looking better than last year, which is a massive improvement for one game.
Absolutely. And as almost always, Rob Bashara, thanks for joining us on a Thursday afternoon.
Thanks, Josh.
And how are you feeling heading into the game on Sunday?
Oh, you know, I'd echo what Shane just said. Definitely the performance last week was, you know, very encouraging, and I like the style we played with. I just, you know, as I said, I just think given the situation, you know, we should have finished them off. But I'm not really confident about this week, to be brutally honest, especially with some doubts over players. And, yep. You know, we had some success last year with the Knights beating them twice, but both times we beat them, they didn't have Kalen Ponga, and he's back this weekend, and Newcastle played well last week, obviously, yep. Shutting out the Roosters for most of the game. And I think last time we played the Knights, when Ponga was there, we lost 42-24 or thereabouts, something like that at Leichhardt. So, yeah, if we can keep a hold of Ponga, we'd be in it. But, yeah, let's just see if we line up as named.
Yeah, so there is a bit of doubt over a couple of players. We'll get to that in the game preview. But we'll start with a bit of news. A few things have popped up this week. So, Nakora and Madge having dinner. Popped up a little video, little sneaky video. Some creep from the other tables zoomed in on a little rendezvous. Does anyone have any idea what restaurant it is? Was it Organica? I know you're pretty close to the Organica guys, Rob. Was it Organica?
I couldn't really tell from the video I saw on Twitter. Yeah. It only went for about 8 or 9 seconds.
It was very dark, too.
Yeah, it was very dark, so I'm not really sure, to be honest.
But, Rob, how would you feel about that as a signing?
Look, it'd be a good signing. I wouldn't say, you know, wowee. He's definitely, like I said before when we spoke about him, he's a great hole runner. I want someone that's just got a lot of output, has a lot of carries, a lot of touches in the game. But we can't knock back any good players. If someone wants to come to us and they're prepared to come to us, I'd be happy to have him on board. You know, there also is a slight bit of conjecture, like they could have been talking some New Zealand football stuff as well, but I'm sure it was more West Tigers related, and hopefully he'll be in our colours sooner rather than later.
And Shane, what level of excitement would you get with that signing?
Oh, look, I'd say 7 out of 10. He's a good player, excellent player. And we're losing 2 second rowers next year, so to be honest, we need depth in the area, and second rowers can play prop as well. So if he doesn't end up playing second row, he can be in the forward rotation. Like, you always need props. There's going to be weeks where they're hurt. Like, look at Musgrave. Musgrave, he's been out almost the beginning of every season for half the season, or been out for a full season because of his foot. So the big boys get hurt. I think it's only Twile that really hasn't had any injuries out of our forward pack. So getting more forwards, it's always good for depth. Well, can't complain.
There's also came out the Jeremiah Nanai rumours as well. Apparently we're looking at throwing big money Does that get you a little bit more excited, Rob, that prospect?
Yeah, just because he's got a bit more upside and, you know, he's a bit younger and, you know, it's definitely exciting. But, you know, we're sort of hovering between getting established players and youthful players. I would really like to see the youth come from within, but, you know, we've got to get talent. So wherever we get it from, I'm happy to grab a hold of it and just hope it arrives in time instead of being a team of gunners, and let's just start doing it, performing, getting some results.
Shane, does Nanai get you excited?
Yeah, I was sort of hoping we'd do the deal, do the swap deal with him and Luch before the season started, when I heard the rumours of that. But obviously that didn't happen. Cowboys were pushing for us to release him so they can get him this year, but they wouldn't do swap deals. So I think they're going to fight tooth and nail to keep him, but I'm just hoping that our offer is a little bit better and we can sort of snatch him from them as they've done with us.
Well, in sad signing news, so Shane, Monday night you had the exclusive. You said that Kelma Tuilagi, the deal with him to Manly is done. And look, we're not saying that the media listened to this show and they decided to, it came out unofficially. It still hasn't been confirmed by the clubs, but it basically came out. Kelma told the media it's true, and he's told Madge, and they must listen. Shane, you gave us that info on Monday night, and sure enough, the next day it came out. It's done.
Well, that's it. Heard it from a couple of sources from within the club, so obviously someone's listening to us, because it was rumoured for ages, but we just never heard anything of it. So it's a bit funny that, podcast came out and all of a sudden getting rumours. The rumours are facts. So,
Rob,
I think their ears are starting to perk up a little bit.
Rob, as the boys head north to McDonald Jones Stadium this weekend, if you're not heading up the M1 to watch the boys take on the Newcastle Knights and find redemption for the heartbreaking loss last weekend, be sure to come and cheer the team live and loud in the lounge this Sunday, 20th of March. Kickoff is, of course, at 4 or 5 p.m. From the home of the Tigers, West Ashfield. And for those who haven't been to the amazing West Ashfield Leagues, 115 Liverpool Road, Ashfield is where you will find them. They're, of course, sponsoring this show this season. So, just a reminder, West Ashfield, they provide funding to over 25 local grassroots sporting organisations throughout the Inner West. And, of course, they support the club that supports your community. And also be sure to try, if you're heading to watch the footy there on Sunday, try out their new Asian restaurant, Wok On, with all your Asian favourites, noodle bar, delicious stir fries, and more made right in front of your eyes. And of course, as we go through the season, stay tuned for more exciting dining offers and giveaway via the West Life podcast in association with our partners, West Ashfield. For more information, head to West Ashfield's website, www.westashfield.com.au, or give them a follow on Facebook or Instagram at West Ashfield.
How disappointed are you in this? Where's this rank amongst? We've let some talent go over the years. Is this up there?
Oh, that's it's not in the realms of Tedesco or anything like that, but you know, from what we've seen of him, the potential he's got, I remember like from the lower grade game we watched of him at North Sydney Oval to what he's produced in first grade, he looks like he's going to be a super talent. But, you know, we can't keep them all. I think, you know, we've done really well with signing Papali'i. I know our fans haven't seen the best of Blore, but I've just got really high hopes for Blore. And obviously, you know, if we get Nakora and a few others, I mean, I think it's just a bit of a merry-go-round with that sort of stuff.
Yep.
But, you know, we'll just see how it goes.
So apparently he told Madge he was breaking down in tears. So it wasn't an easy decision for him. Apparently it was only literally, they offered him 3 years, so an extra year. We only offered him 2 years and 100K per year. I think that's, you heard that, Rob, is that right?
Yeah, they offered him more money and they offered him an extra year. And he loves Madge, and apparently he wanted to tell Madge, like, I think November the 1st, but he couldn't tell him back then. He got delayed. I don't know if it was because of COVID or whatever.
Madge, yeah,
it was.
Madge had COVID, apparently.
Yeah, so, yeah, he had to sort of delay the news on that. But it's just a shame. I'm not a fan of the signing so far out because, if someone like Tuilagi just really enjoys his footy this year and makes a name for himself, I mean, maybe he might have, well, firstly, we might have offered him more money, realising he's the real deal. And secondly, sometimes players will forego, $50,000 or $60,000 if they're happy where they're at. So, it's just one of those ones where I'm not a fan of the 18-month signing in advance. So I can't wait till they just piss that stupid thing off. It's just really, it really bugs me. Yeah. I'm not a fan of it. Although, obviously, on the bright side, I'm glad we're getting Papali'i and Appy Corrissau. So it gives us a bit of hope for next year. But I'd rather it the other way around.
Yeah. This is more your suggestion, Rob. You reckon the Cowboys are basically having a fire sale at the moment. You're pro going after Jason Taumalolo. You were telling us in the group chat the other night. You still keen?
Yeah, well, I'm super keen on that, and I'm not going to take the rap for that. I don't know if you remember, but it's actually my son Brendan came on the show when no one had even come up with it, and he suggested we should be going for someone like Taumalolo and taking over his contract and going for it. And it seems like he's not getting the minutes he wants again with this stupid idea that they want to try and preserve his body to get through the rest of his contract, which seems a bit stupid if you're going to make him play soft for a few years so he can finish the rest of his contract, on a big run. It's like they're nursing him. They should just be making the most of him. So Taumalolo at our club would be a mad deal. And if we could do something in the sense of, offloading Luch, like Shane was suggesting with Nanai, I'd love to do that with Taumalolo. And I think he's worth the full value of his contract. I don't think we'd have to skimp and try and ask for a discount or anything. I think he's worth close to that $1 million a season. He's an absolute beast.
So that goes to 2027, the end of 2027, $1 million a year?
I'd take him. If we can afford him, I'd take him. He is all that. He would make our pack so stable, not an easy beat pack. He'll just tighten up that middle. He's got that offload. He's got those amazing meters in him. And you know what? He probably needs a fresh start. So I hope if we are interested in any way that, we can jump on and do something about it. But who knows, we've spent quite a bit of money on some buys next year, so we probably have to lose another couple of players to be able to afford him. I'm really not sure of the numbers in terms of that.
Shane, do you think he's worth $1 million a year still?
Oh, look, we haven't really seen, what was it last year? Early last year and the year before, he was putting up 300-metre games. What forward is putting up 300-metre games? To be honest, what forward's putting up 200 metre games?
Yeah, the closest would be Payne Haas. No one really comes close to Payne Haas at the moment.
That's it. No one can do it. And he has the motor for it. I don't understand why they're not using him to his full effect. He's a wrecking ball. And he plays 80 minutes. it doesn't make sense, it's an interchange that doesn't need to happen. So if we can have a big fella playing in the middle for 80 minutes and just rotate the rest of the forwards through, we're always going to have fresh forwards, and we know Taumalolo's motor can do it. So why wouldn't you give it a go?
I'd love to go all out for him. We've got to go all out for him. I really, if there's any rumour to the fact that he's unstable or unhappy up there, we just have to throw everything at him.
Mm. Yeah, it'd be pretty
100%. Try to get Luch over there early and ship him down.
Yeah, well, we've got a little bit of a bargaining chip now, don't we?
Mm.
Maybe throw in another cheapie with him or something just to get him down there. Like if the Cowboys suffer an early injury or something like that in another position, maybe we can give him another player and say, give us Taumalolo, you can have Luch early and another player or something, whatever. But let's see what we can do. But, that's up to the Brains Trust, I suppose. But I think he'd be a wonderful fit at our club.
Yeah, definitely get me excited. Still a world-class player. And, like you said, Rob, I think a change of scenery, probably bring him back to close to his best. He's still
exactly
in a. He's 34 at the end of the contract. So what does that make him?
He probably was 28 or something.
Yeah, so he's still in his prime. So it's not like he's over the hill. And even at the end of that contract, he's 33, 34. So he's still. He might not be quite $1 million player, but you definitely those first few years getting $1 million player. You would think so. I think this is a bit of an exclusive from you, Rob. You guys are like Daily Telegraph journalists, but without the clickbait, boys. So, Rob, you're saying Robbie Farah broke his toe and he actually blue-shirted last week with a broken toe. Is that right?
Yeah, I don't think he realised his toe was broken. He stubbed his toe at home and ran the game. And, he's got a broken toe. So I'm not gonna hassle him like the AFL journalist and get abused like Luke Beveridge did. But whether he's going to run Sunday or not, I'm not sure. Like, I don't know how bad it is at the moment. But, yeah, I'd say there'd be a bit of doubt about him running on. But, we'll see how we go. But, he'd be important. We need his voice. We need his leadership out there, even if it is in the blue shirt.
Shane, we saw quite a lot of him from our seats the other night. Did you notice Robbie, how he went about his business?
Well, I definitely didn't see him hobbling. So if he had his broken toe then, man, I didn't notice it. He was still running around. You'll just watch him. Oh, who was it on the sideline, Josh? Them two were always going back and forth, and he was running it out and telling. You'd see him bunch up with a group of players,
yeah,
and explain little bits and pieces what to do. Especially in the first half, I noticed it.
Yeah.
Second half, I think he was just trying to steady the ship. But the first half, you'd see him talk to a few people, and then those certain people would just run amok for the next 5-10 minutes.
Yeah, he definitely. Yeah, definitely makes a big impact. And then, as he said in his interview with us, Rob, he really enjoys doing it. So hopefully, fingers crossed. He's been through worse when he's playing days, but whether or not we see him in the blue shirt Sunday, even though he's not in a jersey, it's still a bit of a loss for the team. And if you haven't heard our interview with Robbie Farah, go back a couple eps and check it out. So lower grades this week, boys. So the Magpies are, so apparently because so many players have to sit with the NRL, a lot of the New South Wales Cup games, I didn't realise, have to basically be 24 hours later. So the Magpies are playing Monday night at Morrie Breen Oval in Wyong at 5:30 in the, would you call that the afternoon, evening? 5:30 in the evening. On a Monday night up in Wyong against the Knights. So, I don't know, maybe the boys can hit up Pizza Hut Lake Haven for a feed after the game on the way home. I believe it's the last dine-in Pizza Hut around, I think.
All you can eat.
Yeah, it is, all you can eat. It's they can go get a feed there. And apparently Jersey Flegg straight after that as well. Does anyone know why the Knights are playing in Wyong and not in Newcastle? Is it something to do with the floods?
I've got no idea why.
Yeah. I played my first ever game of rugby league at Morrie Breen Oval when I was 7 years old. Fun fact. that's all the information on that oval that I have. Jersey Flegg, 7:15, straight after Cup. Now, Harold Matts and Ball, so the Balmain teams, are playing Friday, 6:30, and so Mats are at 6:30, Ball at 8 p.m. at Leichhardt. They're playing the Roosters. Magpies are on Saturday. They're 10:30 for Mats and midday for SG Ball. They're at Kirkham Oval, Camden against Souths. And the Harvey Norman girls, they don't start till April. The Tasha Gale women, they are playing 1:30 Saturday against the Raiders at Camden. So they're obviously after the Mats and Ball kids over in Camden. So on to first grade. So 4:05 p.m. McDonald's Jones Stadium on Sunday. We're playing the Newcastle Knights. The team list came out obviously Tuesday afternoon. The only change was Jimmy Tamo has gone into the front row spot. That's pushed Twally to the bench, and that's pushed Luke Garner won't get his 9 minutes off the bench this week. So, Rob, you were really pissed off about, or Shane was too. We're all pretty annoyed about the rotations, but does Jimmy Tarmel kind of make the rotations seem make a bit more sense now?
Oh, look, there's some positives and negatives to it. Personally, Twol is not an impact player, but I think the way we will use him is bring him on after 20 minutes or so, and I think he'll play out the whole game. So in terms of, I think it's just like a one substitute strategy, and maybe Jimmy will come on later for someone else. So I think 12 will start off the bench and come on after about 20, 25 and play out the rest of the game. He's not an impact player. As far as I'm concerned, he should be starting. Mm. Like, he's just a rock of a defender.
Yeah.
You know, he's a no-frills player. So, you know, I always like a bench that's got impact. Personally, I don't think he's an impact player, but I can understand what their strategy is here in terms of just using one sub for him and getting him on and finishing out the game.
So I'll go through the team list. So for those who didn't realise, so pretty much the same as last week. So Dane Laurie at the back, Nofaluma and Kenny Momolo are on the wings. Jimmy Roberts and Oliver Gildart in the centres. Luke Brooks and Hastings in the halves. Jakey Simkin is at hooker. Tau Mau and Steph at in the prop positions. Kelmer and Luch second row. Joff's at lock again. Peachy's in the 14, Twally on 15, Zane Musgrove and Seafarth complete the bench. 18th man is Thomas McKaylee. And then outside, we have Luke Garner, Stafford Toa, Tuki Simpkins, Jock Madden, Austin Diaz, and Lids has been named for some reason, but even though he's still a few weeks away. So the rumours, I mean, it's not all over the media, but there were, I was watching the media conferences for Luch, Noff, and who was the other player, Jimmy Tarmel, the other day, and the press were really hammering the guys trying to get information why Brooks and Jimmy Tarmel weren't out on the field training. And then now there's also Kemba Molo, a bit of a rumour that he might be injured. But yeah, Shane, have you heard anything regards to late changes this week?
No, I haven't heard anything at all. I might send a message out and just see if I can get any bites back. But, yeah, I haven't heard anything. I thought everyone was fit and ready to go until you boys mentioned it this Arvi. So.
Thanks for sending the message out after we've started recording. But
I didn't even think. Sorry, boys. I love it. I'm busy working.
You can do it now, Shane. Or...
Yeah, send it now. You've got 10 minutes before we finish up. We'll
I
see
love
if we
it.
Get anything.
I doubt I'm getting anything.
That's all
we'll put
that's
it. All right. If I hear anything back, we'll put it up on Twitter.
Yeah. Well, there you go. There we'll get.
Or you can put another 1 minute on the end of it, Josh.
Yeah, I'll cut.
edit it on.
Yeah.
Rob, you got anything for me? And if we do make changes, who can you see replacing those guys?
Well, I think firstly the fact that you know, probably aware Jackson Hastings has been told he's got the goal kicking duties this week. I don't know if that's because Brooksy had a shocker because Brooksy isn't playing. So I'm a little bit concerned that, you know, Brooksy won't be there, Mamalo won't be there, Jakey Simpson didn't finish the game great last week. So that's a bit of a concern. The rumours about Jimmy Tarmo, you know, so it doesn't really fill me with confidence, to be honest. I know we're going to show up and have a go, but I just don't know if we're going to be able to match the Knights this week. And to be fair, I actually penciled this game in as a win. Pre-season, like this is when I want to like sort of start 3-3.
Yeah.
I actually thought this is one of the games, you know, that we should win, but I have sort of no real hopes of winning this weekend. I don't want to put the fans down, but just, yeah, with the injuries and what have you, I just, yeah, I don't know where our points will come from. I think Brooksy's a big loss. Jock Madden would come in, you'd assume, so Jock's going to have to lift his defensive game if he does come in. Who replaces Ken Mamala? You'd assume Toa.
Yeah, maybe Toa.
Look, we've got a really extended bench, so like there's a few choices he can make there. But yeah, the Lids one on the bench is really interesting. Like why would you name him there unless he's going to get a run? Perhaps I don't know. It's just look, it's interesting. You know, I'm not going to speculate too much. I just hope the boys get out there and win this week, but I'm not holding my breath.
Shane, Rob already mentioned there, so obviously if Brooks is out, that means that young Jock Madden comes in. How much confidence, because we're all three of us, despite what the internet said, the three of us were pretty, we all thought Luke Brooks was pretty decent last week. If we get Jock Madden in, what kind of impact do you reckon that'll have on the team, Shane?
Oh, look, he played, for the lack of minutes he played against the Roosters in the trial, he played really well. But he put that little grubber through, did a few chases, and he's quick. He, to be honest, he was looking better in that game than I've seen him in pretty much any game other than the Easter game that he played for West.
Oh, I remember that.
I watched all that game and he absolutely ran amok. I think he scored like 3 tries. It was just ridiculous. But after that, I haven't really seen that from him again. So it's hard to tell. Like, until he gets out there, it's a big unknown. So, look, if Brooksy's out, I'm confident that he can come in and do his job. But if he can do Brooksy's job, I don't know. So
it is. A lot of people will be like, oh, Brooksy's out. Like, you can just see it now, the internet. Be like, I'm saying it's a good thing. But, Rob, you kind of already touched it. On it already, but the confidence level in Jock Madden at this stage in his career, like, it's not very high at this stage, is it?
I think with the ball in his hands or directing traffic, I don't mind him. Like, I actually think I'm actually reasonably confident what he can do in attack. I just think our fans don't realise how good Brooks can be in defence, and he was really good the other night. So if Jock can actually just do his job tackling, that's more important than anything, because otherwise they're just going to target the poor bloke and you know, they could run amok targeting him. So hopefully we look after him and you know, have some protection around him. But, you know, look, I mean, he's if we're just going to find out if he's up to it or not, if he does get a run. But who knows, maybe Brooksy plays. I just can't see Brooks and Mamalo not playing. I know it's only his second game of the year, but this is huge for us. Like, they've really got to be in, like, have bad injuries not to play. If they're 50-50, I would expect them to play. I really do.
Shane Stafford Toa, so you'd assume that'd be the swap with Kenny.
Yeah.
Do you rate him highly?
Oh, I didn't see heaps of Knights games last year, but when we played against them, and, like, just little bits and pieces that I did see, I'm pretty sure he was playing in the centres last year, though. And, look, he's a good player. He's young, but just haven't seen enough of him to make a judgment yet. I'd like to see him play for us. And I sort of semi-expected him to start in centre over Roberts, but it looks like Roberts sort of pulled his finger out a little bit this year. And, like, I reckon he was great. Last game, I saw him tackling better than he's tackled in all of last year. So it's going to make it hard to get him into the team unless of an injury. So, look, if Kenny's out, I'm happy that he's playing, but I don't know enough about him to be excited or disappointed.
Righto, prediction time, boys. So just looking at, we're paying $3 to win, so we're pretty much heavy outsiders, and that's before even learning about the ins or outs for this weekend. Rob, give us a scoreline prediction for Sunday.
Oh, gosh. Look, I mean, I really don't want to give a scoreline prediction because it won't be what fans want to hear. Look, we've got to stop Ponga. We've got to stop their centres in Gagai and Bess. If we don't stop those guys, it could be ugly. I think we'll come out breathing fire a little bit. So that's, I don't know, let's just say 30-10. I hate to say 30-10. Okay. Castle. Yeah, well, where are we going to get our points? If Brooksy's not there, I just, I don't know. We've got, Ken Mamalo is a big target. So if Kenny's not there, we've gone from a 6'6" winger to a 5'11" winger. You know, like we just lose a lot of attacking options without Kenny there. Kenny's been fantastic, as Shane said the other night. So, like I say, I think our best chance of winning is me saying that the Knights are going to win 30-10. So that's with, I'll stick with that.
That's without Brooksy, though. So you're saying if Brooksy's in?
Oh, no, that's with. I just feel we've got too many ifs and maybes and buts going into the game with Brooksy, with Jimmy Tamo, with Mamalo, with Lids. You know, will Lids be able to, you know, like if he's got a bit of an injury there, if he cops an early knock, will he see out the game? Who's going to be the backup hooker? If Little's not there, then it's going to be Peach playing at hooker. Like, then we just lose a lot of attacking direction. Like, I thought Jake was great last week. So, like I say, don't mind me, mate. I've been in pain all week. So,
Shane, what are you predicting for Sunday?
Look, I reckon 24-20.
Whose way?
I reckon it'll be a bit closer, because I think our forward pack can match theirs, especially for size and strength. If we can get on the front foot, like we did with Melbourne at the beginning, but carry it through. But the 24 is the Knights. I still think we're going to lose. But I think as long as we can slow them down and that edge defence doesn't leak, sort of like what we've been used to the last few years, if we can tighten that area up, I reckon we can hold them to something respectable. And I think it's going to be a bit of a dog of a game.
What do you think, Josh?
Yeah, I think a dog of a game's probably up there. I think it's going to be, well, a grind of a, I think it's going to be maybe a grind of a game. I don't, Rob, you're kind of right. Where are our points going to come from? I mean, you look at the back line, Ponga, Bradman Best, Gagai, Clifford and Clune played really well last weekend. But it, I don't know. I think even though we lost last week, the boys will take a bit of confidence and they looked good. I think the Brooksy factor, as Rob said, if Brooks plays, I think, yeah, I think we can win. I can see us losing by like 2 or 4 points. I think it'll be a bit of a grind. I think it'd be like a 16-12 or something, and we score 3 tries and miss 3 goals or something. Like we're basically goal kicking.
Yeah, pretty much every game.
If Brooks and Mamalo play, it's just a case of stop Ponga. If we stop Ponga, we're in it up to our ears. Yeah. But I really think those two players, especially based on how they played last week, we need them there. So, you know, Kenny's just such a weapon now. So, if they both play, we just got to stop Ponga. But last time Ponga was there, he carved us up. The only positive thing, I suppose, is we've had a great record at Newcastle for quite a few years, even with Ponga being there.
Yeah.
I think we won a few years in a row there. So,
23 and sunny. So, I mean, they threw the ball, but throwing the ball around quite well. And Luciano was going on about in the press conference this new style of footy that they're playing, attacking footy. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they will come out and surprise us. Nice Sunday after footy, like being able to, because we haven't seen them play. Both trials were nighttime, weren't they? They're both at night. Yeah. So during the day when it's a little bit warmer, the ball's a bit grippier. I don't know, maybe we'll have a few more points in us. But I think the Brooks factor is huge. If he's ruled out, is Jock Madden just, it's not the experienced player. That, and people are probably listening to this, shaking their heads, because we're going on about Luke Brooks.
Watch the game again. Brooks was great. Watch the game again.
Yeah, absolutely. But someone sent me a thing the other day that Luke Brooks is like the 5th or 6th highest paid halfback in the comp. But if you look at the list below, the thing is there's not a lot of great halfbacks in the comp. The halfbacks below him was like Chad Townsend, and like there's just not a lot of superstar halves. The guys at the top are just like head and shoulders above the rest, and then there's kind of the rest of the field. I think people are just massively underrating Brooksy in this team. So I'd love him to play and love him to come out and just carve up. That's my prediction. You know what? I'm predicting Luke Brooks to come out and play and he scores a winning try. There you go. That's my prediction.
Good on you, Josh.
Fingers crossed.
Righto, boys. Where are you going to watch the game on Sunday as we finish up for the week?
I've got the newlyweds coming back this weekend, and all of my daughter-in-law's family and my family are going to be here Sunday afternoon, so I'll be embarrassing myself from 4:05 Sunday afternoon, and I'll get to see the real Rob Bashara. But I am going to try and get out to Leichhardt Oval tomorrow night and watch the kids play.
Oh, beautiful.
So I'll hopefully have a bit of a report for you awesome. On Monday night about that.
Legend. And Shane, Sunday arvo. You were pretty inebriated last game. I was sitting next to you. A bit more chill this week, or?
Yeah, I'll just be watching at home. I think I'll have a few of the boys over. We'll cook up a barbecue beforehand and sit there and eat and watch the game.
Sunday arvo footy is the best, isn't it? Can't beat it.
What about you, Josh? Are you watching at home?
I don't know yet. I don't actually. I asked a question. I don't even know. Apparently, we've got a family, in-law family. I said to the wife, she goes, I know, football, 4 o'clock. I said, that's right. So as long as I'm in front of my TV.
Maybe go to West Ashfield for a feed and watch it there.
Exactly. If we didn't have this family thing, I would love to head out to West Ashfield, have it live and loud. Thanks for doing our ad for us in there, Rob. But that's the best place to watch footy if you're live and loud at West Ashfield. Boys, until Monday, hopefully we can have our first review of a win for the season. But as always, go the Tigers.
Go the Tigers.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the West Life Podcast. As always, we are sponsored by West Ashfield Leagues Club and as well as MG Pump Solutions. If you could please subscribe if you'd love to hear us again. We're going to have episodes every week this season, Mondays and Thursdays. So we're going to, as the season rolls in, be sure to catch us every week. And if you can, give us a like on the socials. So at Westlife Pod on Instagram and Twitter. Search for Westlife Podcast on Facebook. And if you'd like to take part in the show, patreon.com/Westlife. It's just a couple of bucks a month to help grow the show. We'll see you again next time on the West Life Podcast.